Michael Ribicic. Website, michaelribicic.com. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/michaelribicicmer/. Twitter, https://twitter.com/michaelribicic. Instagram, https://www.instagram.com/michaelribicic/?hl=n. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in Nanaimo my whole life, 27 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Teacher, Nanaimo Ladysmith Public Schools. Since February 2021. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have served on many boards and committees in the community over the years. I currently serve on the Vancouver Island University Senate as the alumni representative, Vancouver Island University's Alumni Board Association as Vice President, the Rotary Club of Lanceville as Vice President and Administration Chair, the Brecon Hill Neighborhood Association as Past President, and the Nanaimo Art Gallery as a Director. Previously, I have served on the Nanaimo Youth Advisory Council, Nanaimo's Canada 150 Committee, and various other committees at VIU. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am running for Nanaimo City Council because I want to contribute to making a positive impact in our city. I want to help our amazing city become an incredible and prosperous one. I bring with me a wealth of board and committee experience that makes me feel qualified for the significant responsibility that comes with the role. I know that I have the passion, dedication, relationship building, and listening skills that it takes to be an effective city councilor. In 4 years, I want to look back and know I worked hard every day to solve our biggest issues. What are your top three issues? 1. Homeless and social disorder. Homelessness and social disorder has had a significant impact in Nanaimo. The only way we can move any ground on this issue is to build relationships with all levels of government and nonprofits. We have to work collaboratively to find integrated solutions. 2. Removing the barriers to sustainable growth of the city. We need to provide the infrastructure needed to support the inevitable growth that will occur over the coming years. 3. Making decisions and policies that allows Nanaimo to become the economic hub of Vancouver Island. Creating tax-paying jobs for the future. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision for our community in 25 years from now is one where people feel safe and included. A community that is affordable and can retain talent along with upcoming families. A community that has a completed waterfront walkway with small businesses throughout. A community that is economically strong and supports small businesses. A community that has good relationships with all other levels of government and nonprofits. A community that is more rich in arts, culture, and community events. My vision for Nanaimo in 25 years from now is one I plan on seeing a lot sooner and is a vision I will be working very hard on over the next 4 years to make a reality. What's one big idea you have for your community? One of my big ideas I have for our community is to work collaboratively with multiple level partners to improve Nanaimo's multimodal transportation infrastructure to facilitate the growth of the Nanaimo Port Authority. The Nanaimo Port Authority is extremely well positioned to be a significant economic force and job creator for our city.